My name is Kim Irvin Tucker. I'm the attorney for many of the lobstermen in this area, the Maine Lobstering Union and the Pemaquid Mussel Farm, as well as Sierra Club of Maine, Thanks But No Tank. And I'm going to keep my comments fairly short because I'm going to give you an exhaustively, mind-numbingly long and detailed written comment period before the 25th of June. And any of you that have seen my prior submissions, they will pale in comparison to this. Two gentlemen you just heard are the two gentlemen that the Corps of Engineers has identified as the two lobstermen that say this dredging proposal and dumping proposal will have no impact on the lobster fishery in Penobscot Bay. These are the two lobstermen that they have built their house of cards on that water quality certification application by saying they have no problem with this dredging. And I don't know of anyone in this room that would have heard that testimony of Wayne and David and come away with the thought that they're okay with this proposal. I think that's a very key point that DMR needs to take back. As you noted at the beginning, under 12 Maine Revised Statutes 6022, the commissioner has the obligation to talk about, to tell, shall advise, the United States Army Corps of Engineers, the Department of Transportation, and the Department of Environmental Protection and appropriate state agencies on the ecological effects of dredging, filling, and depositing of soil or otherwise altering coastal wetlands, whether these actions will affect adversely estuary and marine fisheries, and what mitigation or compensatory measures are available. The commissioner shall also recommend to these agencies whether dredging, filling, or otherwise altering coastal wetlands is permitted under current and state and federal wetlands rules and regulations. I am telling you that the environmental assessment that has been submitted in support of this water quality certification application violates the National Environmental Policy Act. This should have been an environmental impact statement. And to point out a few things that are lacking here, I don't see how the commissioner can do that statutory obligation considering the fact that there has been no proper assessment of the sediment. They have not complied with what Dr. Yeager from the federal court sediment expert in Penobscot Bay has said is necessary to follow the Penobscot River Mercury Study standards. Even the updated sediment submission violates the Corps of Engineers' own standards about not compositing material before testing. It has been composited and combined to understate the level of contamination, and yet in each and every sample, despite that effort, there are above reporting limits of arsenic and nickel, and in most of those there are things like copper and mercury that would, copper in particular, that will impact the ability of lobsters to reproduce, find food, go into a trap, and survive. If you want to kill a bunch of lobsters, stick a penny in a tank full of them, and it will kill them. The high levels of copper here have not even begun to be assessed, and that needs to be assessed in detail. It has not and will not because of the way this has been tested. In addition, as Dr. Kelly mentioned, the pockmarks were rejected for disposal of this same project in its earlier permutation in the late 90s when he was the head geologist for the state of Maine. This has been a rejected site because it is geologically unstable. And the fact that it's geologically unstable is relevant to this inquiry because if there is a methane release, if there is in the dredging area where he pointed out that in the dredging channel expanded area, there is a methane deposit. If that's released, it will have a calamity of turbidity, according to his statement that I've read, and it will kill off the lobstering in this part of the bay. As Wayne has mentioned, as David mentioned, since 2008, when the Corps stopped looking at data on Penobscot Bay, there has been a 282% increase, according to DMR's own statistics, for just the Waldo County fishery. If you take that value of that fishery for just 2014 and multiply it by the 4 years that the Corps of Engineers admitted to the lobstermen in the meeting we had with them in Belfast in 2014, it will take 4 years for recovery and recolonization of this area. That's their best case scenario. The EA only acknowledges 2 years. So they have not updated the EA to acknowledge their own stated, and DMR staff were there when that statement was made. 4 years loss of just the Waldo County fishery, of just lobsters, not all the other entities that they have there. 4 year loss of that would be between a $40.8 and $68 million loss in the economy of the state of Maine. That is worth more than the 50-year projected national economic development benefit of this project, which is only $42.25 million, which is $845,000 a year to Sprague and Irving in extra profits. These lobstermen rely on this. This is a public resource, and for a private benefit to Sprague and Irving, we should not destroy a public resource, which is what Penobscot Bay's fisheries are. This has been designated by NOAA as a special area for protection. There has been no study of the existence of lobsters in the area for the disposal or dredging by the Corps. There has been no study of the other benthic organisms there. There has been no study of the consequences that would happen to the Pemaquid Mussel Farm, which is only 5,000 feet away, even though the EA acknowledges that the dredge plume will be experienced between 1,500 feet and a mile away. So when you talk about the impacts on the fishery within the footprint of the dredge, the footprint of the dredge is 1,500 feet to a mile away from the dredge, according to the Corps' EA. In addition to that, I have 9 letters here between the NOAA, National Marine Fisheries Service, and the Corps, where there are 16 federally listed species, essential fish habitat, that will be damaged or destroyed within the footprint of this dredge in the turnaround area. And the Corps has refused to implement the strategies for avoiding that recommended by NIMS. That is a fisheries impact within the dredge zone, according to 480D, subsection 9. These letters need to be put in the record. I'm going to submit them now for you all to consider those fisheries impacts, because these are salmon, these are winter flounder, these are 16 federally listed species. That's not counting the clam flats that are there, the scallop beds that may be there, and all the other fisheries that would be impacted. I will be submitting written comments, as I said, but I think the point, the takeaway here is the Corps has done nothing to test and provide you with the information necessary to the studies, even though they have had more than 15 years to do that since Congress authorized the feasibility study. And the fact that they have dishonestly represented the viewpoints of these two lobstermen in support of the water quality certification, I think should disturb everyone. Thank you.